I've tried to encourage people to go to certain workshops, but to them, they just think of, like, you know, patchouli and BO.
Now, lots of us take workshops or lessons in all kinds of things, like, you know, learning a language or music lessons. But would you ever get lessons in your sexual skills, or more specifically, hand jobs? Now, most of you would have given or received one, or both, and surely there's room for improvement, right? Well, there's a guy travelling around giving hand job lessons, and our reporter, Sarah McVee, very quickly put up her hand for some free tuition.
The lights have dimmed. There's about 30 people sitting in the basement of a bar in inner city Sydney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wank Back Masterclass. Just quickly calm some people's nerves quickly and just let you know that no one's going to get their cocks out tonight. sorry to disappoint.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, out of here. But we will have a bit of a circle jerk at the very end, so hopefully you won't be too disappointed. I'm Rul Ranga, so the reason I have that name is that I grew up in Albury-Wodonga. So mum's from Albury and dad's the Dong.
Rul Ranga, or Adam as he's otherwise known, knows a thing or two about wristies. He worked in New York giving happy endings, and he's trained in Taoist massage.
And I'll show you all the techniques, and then at the end we'll practice them on each other. Because practice makes perfect, okay?
Just revealed a massage table full of carrots.
What I'll do is everyone needs to grab a carrot. But that was amazing, the market today. You guys, Sydney, grow some big-ass carrots. I was really happy.
They're massive, massive carrots. How do you feel about the size of that carrot?
Getting there. Mine is very chunky, actually.
Slightly bent.
Mine,
some of them are.
To the left, yeah.
Yours is massive.
Yeah, we're the biggest.
I've tried to encourage people to go to certain workshops, but to them, they just think of, like, patchouli and BO and some older guy with dreads trying to touch them where they don't want to be touched. So I wanted to kind of take the information I've learned from people like that and kind of make something that's kind of safe and playful and fun and silly.
Adam's techniques can be used in a full body massage or...
A lot of the moves you can do to yourself if you've got a cock, but it's kind of a bit of a treat to do it to someone else. I wouldn't expect you to do these kind of techniques in your day-to-day play. If you're playing day-to-day, if you're that lucky. So, what I would do is blindfold the person and then you can kind of relax and you're not as, like, self-conscious going, oh, fuck, am I doing it? Like, and they're looking at you. So when they get in a zone, you can get in a zone too. Effort is everything, so don't be sitting there going, oh, Game of Thrones is coming out. Just really, just, like, give it your all, really focus, because even with a blindfold on, they can tell if you're into it or not. Who wants to come up first?
I can do it.
All right. Legs are left.
All right, I'm lying on the massage bed.
Now, I'm going to steal your carrot if it's all right.
She loved that carrot. She picked the biggest one on purpose.
In the beginning, like I said, you'd blindfold the person and so forth. I would ignore the genital area to begin with. So I'd kind of tweak the nipples a bit if they're into nipple play. Communication is everything. Don't go all the way down into the water spout. We're just going to keep it, just kind of keep it up here, all right? You're grabbing the knob with the thumb and index game, and we're literally just doing this, okay?
So the carrot's between my legs and he's just wiggling it. He's just shaking it out. Getting shaken all around here. My carrot penis.
Now, if they seem to be getting a little bit too excited, ease off the cock for a second.
So I'm having my non-existent balls.
This move can go up and down, side to side, all right?
Some of Adam's techniques include the corkscrew, gates of consciousness, the juicer, the fire starter.
It's like a little shimmy almost.
Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Give it all you got.
Oh, if the fire's burning. So a lot of the techniques you'll be learning feels good but won't make them come until the end when there's a few more volcanoes popping up. So the whole goal is to kind of build up that sexual energy and then kind of bring it all home.
There are a lot of incredibly excited people rubbing each other's carrots. So how do you guys know each other?
We kind of just met tonight.
You guys just met tonight and you're already rubbing each other's carrots?
We're married.
You're married? And have you learnt something?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, you've always got to keep things alive. And so, yeah, a few little techniques that I might be able to try.
I've got a whole new textbook now. I'll try anything, you know, something new here, something there we can share together.
All right, I'm going to hover while you jerk each other off with your carrots.
I'm James, and I came tonight to learn how to jerk off a carrot.
It's all usually straight women in between 20 to 65, and then straight couples and just a handful of gay guys here and there.
I shouldn't be, but I'm surprised at how much knowledge people don't really know. There's a lot of giggling going on, and a lot of the girls up the back are like, really? So I think everyone's learning a little bit about something tonight.
So I've been speaking to some gay boys at the front who said that they're shocked by how unknowing all the straight women in the audience seem. Do you think we've got a lot to learn?
Probably. I mean, we don't have cocks.
Not our fault. What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, why did you come tonight?
Because I'm really bad at giving handjobs.
Are you?
Yes, I'm terrible.
How do you know?
I just don't enjoy it that much, so I thought if I come here and learn a few things, I might, like, enjoy it more.
And so you felt like you had something to learn. Did you feel like you learnt something tonight?
I feel like I learnt a lot. Like, I didn't know there were so many different techniques that you can do.
Neither.
Like, crazy, yeah.
How much pressure do you think people are under to come, like, as a guy?
Well, yeah, there's pressure, like, you're either to have a really erect penis, or there's also pressure that you're going to come too soon or not come at all. One of the things also with the techniques I move, it doesn't matter if they're hard or soft, it still feels as good with a lot of the moves because there's still the same amount of nerve endings. It doesn't really matter. And hopefully when they do relax, they will get hard and then they will, you know, ejaculate. So, yeah.
How do you think the world would be different if everyone had a better sex life?
I think people would be a lot less angry and a lot less, like, bitter, I think.
Hack on Triple J with Tom Tilley.
The rural ranger giving Sarah McVie some handjob training, and we've got Sarah's partner, Jack, on the line. Jack, no, just joking, we don't. fascinating story there. I'd love to hear your reaction. Send a text 0439757555. Oh, my God, this sounds fantastic. What a great idea for a date. One person says, I don't know about that. Ollie from Canberra says, handjobs are normally terrible. More lessons for all. We've got Linda Carlisle in the studio, who's a Melbourne-based sexologist and counsellor. Linda, could this enhance kind of intimacy and open dialogues in a relationship, this kind of tuition?
Oh, it sounds like so much fun, doesn't it? We often think that we're supposed to just automatically know how to do all this stuff. And once you hear how many different things that you can do, and everybody likes something that's very personal. So every penis is different, every vulva and vagina are different. So I think it was great.
Yeah, well, we're actually just talking about gender equality in the last story, and here we are, you know, with lessons. There were gay men there, but lots of straight women. Are there classes that people teach people how to pleasure women as well in the same way?
Certainly around town, I've heard of some classes at some of the adult shops that are running educational events. So certainly get on mailing lists or ask people. Also, tantra practitioners also offer yoni and lingam massage education. I know of some fantastic DVDs as well. Melbourne girl Cindy Darnell has put out the Atlas of Erotic Anatomy, and that is an absolutely fantastic resource on female and males.
Yeah, I mean, do you think women are more likely to seek out this kind of tuition and help than men necessarily?
I think that when you look at every Clio Cosmo, you know, there's techniques for, you know, getting your man off and that sort of thing, but not so much the other way around. Mm. And porn is not that educational, you know, it's really exaggerated, it's bigger than life, and it often looks great, but it doesn't feel that great. So I think it's really important to have these kind of workshops, and he sounds like a great presenter.
Yeah, he was amazing. Linda Carlisle, thank you so much for joining us.
Lovely to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Linda's a sexologist working out of Melbourne. And if you want to hear more from Adam Seymour, a.k.a. the Rural Ranger, tune into The Hookup on Triple J from 9 o'clock on Sunday. On the text line, hey, Tom, tuning into the radio to hear people whacking off carrots. What a night. Someone else says, as a straight single male, this sounds fantastic, a fantastic place to meet women.